St. John wrote, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Each of the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, clearly state in the beginning of their Gospels that Jesus is the Son of God. He is truly divine, even as he took on our humanity by being born of the Virgin Mary. Because Jesus was born of a virgin, having no human father, he was conceived without the sin that is passed from Adam to each person. How did Jesus show his divinity while visibly present? He performed many miracles, from changing water into wine, thus showing his power over creation, to the resurrection, thus showing his power over death. Each of these signs demonstrated something about Jesus, showing his power over a different aspect of creation. All of the signs point to Jesus as the Christ, the one promised by God to bear the burden of our sin. Jesus told his disciples on the night he was betrayed, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on the account of the works themselves." May we see by the signs that Jesus did in the presence of his disciples that they recorded as eyewitnesses of Jesus that he is the long-promised Christ. Amen.